All right. So, hey, guys, this isn't Tracy. This is actually her best friend, Girdly. And because me and that crazy girl have been through like 10 years of adventures, I thought I'd hit y'all with a disclaimer of sorts. First and lastly, do know that whatever the hell Tracy shares in this podcast comes from her very own treasure chest of magic, logic, and good intentions. She's definitely not a therapist alternative, but she does believe it's inhumane to withhold what feels like gangsta insight. My girl's not for everyone, but she just might be for you.
She's beauty in the beauty.
Hi guys, sending so much love to you this holiday season, but let me not be fake. I know it's been too damn long since you heard my voice, and I know in addition to that, it's like, what the hell, is she gonna come through on this mic with a froggy-ass voice? Yes, I am. Unfortunately, when New York City and any other place that has all four seasons, once that frigid button is hit, my throat gets kidnapped and it's over. However, I ain't gonna steer away from the fact that it has been a minute, whether my voice is healthy or unhealthy. It's been a minute since you've heard it. I know. And you know what? Let's just unpack that real quick, okay? Here we go. Consistency, my friends, is a glaring area of improvement for me. So I am currently enrolled full-time in the School of Unlearning with a double major in structure and systems, all right? And I owe it to the both of us to put myself in that school and to say that out loud. So I thank you for your patience with my growth, my loves. I truly, truly do. Now, if your ass actually needs to be in class with me, I strongly suggest these key professor friends of mine, Maddie James, Emily De La Cruz, Maya Elias. They are straight up excellent. However, they come with a catch. Allow me to pull up the fine print for ya. We can go ham and cheese, researching all we want, copping courses, printing worksheets, blasting podcasts, but our grades, shoddy, our grades, yo, are solely based on action and not study. Okay, so there goes that. And that's not even why I decided to crack the mic and speak to you today. Here's what I really have to say, even though that was important, I think, yeah. But this is the crux of this podcast, and it begins by me saying a reminder. Analogies are my oxygen. Y'all know this. So story time has arrived. Oh, this is going to be a little vulnerable for me, but it's cool. It's cool. Y'all my tribe. Y'all are my partners in shine. So here we go. Okay. So some of my favorite 2017 experiences have come in the form of these monthly girls' night outs with my college squad. So it's been a great way to water these 10 plus year friendships I have and also enjoy the thrills of anticipation. You know, we spoke about that when it came to how to befriend anxiety. Now, 2 weeks ago, we did our Secret Santa edition of these girl nights out, where everyone went around speaking about the woman they bought a gift for without revealing said woman's identity till the end. Stay with me. For some damn reason, cough, impatience, sneeze, narcissism, I truly believed that like 7 out of 9 descriptions were completely about me. Okay. To the point where even when my best friend Girly, y'all know Girly, y'all love Girly, right? Yes. Girly, who told me just a few days ago who she had as a recipient, when Girly started giving the most heart-swelling of speeches, looking completely past me, I still, without question, without couth, without fuck, believed aloud with a camera on record that this was all about me. It's all about me I was so laser focused on receiving read. I was hella drunk off strong and wrong fool's gold confidence. I didn't even notice that besides me, there was a whole nother friend who had yet to receive her present. Fam. Remember, I didn't even recall that Girdly had already told me who she had. So, the humbling that arrived when G inevitably announced our friend Malial's name was powerful enough to send like 1,000 Kanyes into hibernation. My ego was shook. After a full recovery, though, it made me realize just how much I subconsciously expect to be at the front of the line on my time all the time. But that's not how life works. Yeah. All right. So this year, there were, I would say, like, let me just quit it because I don't know. Sometimes I'll go like really flowery to instead of just getting to the point. And I realize in this case, I'm choosing to be extra colorful as like a cushion for myself when I could just be super direct with y'all. Okay, so this year I had to continuously detangle myself from the discomfort of seeing many amazing, well-deserving peers of mine receive applause, opportunities, deep connections I would have loved to snuggle my ass up against, okay? And I don't mean it was like that every single day, like this was just my daily pattern, but it was enough for me to take deep notice and feel it, you know? So, I mean, this wasn't the season for me to have a lot of applause, opportunities, and deep connections at the level which I would have loved to receive, you know? And this is not meant to be, you know, self-deprecating. No. There are three simple reasons why this wasn't that kind of season for me. Here they are. Allow me to share. One, my consistency / planning / commitment became sus. Word. Two, I let an unhealthy sense of financial urgency lead me to become self-centered to an extent, which is an ironic prerequisite for shaky self-esteem, yeah? And then three, just like the case of Secret Santa, God's timing is just rarely predictable. So, like I said, yes, I am very naturally self-critical of myself, but in this case, I am fully aware that I will forever have personal highlights and blessings that include our relationship to be grateful for at the end of every year. You know, after all, our God hooks up everyone. But I'm sharing this because there's also a form of self-love that we can't ever deny. And it's called keeping it 100 with yourself. Yeah? Does this resonate at all? I'm going to pretend that someone out there said yes. And also, by the way, there is one thing that has been crawling beneath my skin, but I can't share it with you guys on my podcast as yet because just yet, because I'm still in the midst of it. So I got to get through it in order to expound on it and, you know, deliver the lessons from it. But that will be for another day. Okay, let's just move to what I can speak about. And that is what I know for sure. And these are things that I already knew, but they're always going to be further cemented into my subconscious, conscious, my bones, everything. So I can act them out more and more. So what I know for sure is that a little comparison can actually drive us. So think, you know, peeping the clues to success. You see those clues by looking to the left and to the right of you. And that little bit of comparison, not only does it give us some drive, but it gives us some admiration and it makes us feel like the success that we have defined for ourselves is attainable, yes? But when we cross over from a little comparison to a lot of comparison, that's when things can burn us. You know, think questioning our worth. And what I also know for sure is that greatness for our friends equals greatness for ourselves, simply because energy loves company. And this is really my usual state, but 2017 put my brain in a bind. A lot of the time. And if anyone listening is a Scorpio like myself, let's just say that I had moments where I slid from Eagle to Scorpion while en route to Phoenix. So let's get to the finale. The finale is I am keenly aware that no matter how much progress we've made with this personal development shit, till death do us part, y'all, this mind of ours will need constant maintenance, okay? Till the casket drops. And I also know that the benefits of patience don't arrive off waiting alone, but from how we wait. Yes. Falls and forgiveness will always be in rotation. And I am not exempt, no matter how many damn audio vision boards I create, you know? Because it's the only way to have a reason to rise higher when you think about it, or everything is just monotonous. And a lot of times when you know people who you think of as a beacon of light, you know, a professional, positivity thinker, all of that type of shit, you have to really, me in particular, I have to always reach for something higher. I have to make sure that I'm cleaning the lens on my life consistently, because I don't want to say my normal state, but the state that I'm used to, that has been developed within me throughout my years on this earth, is a negative one. So that's why I like all this positive shit, because Shorty is not trying to get stuck in the quicksand. And I'm really, really proud of all the progress that I've made, even if I have had my falls, which have led to my forgiveness, which I said then leads to a reason to rise higher. So that's A-okay. And to quote the great Pharrell Williams,
the truth will set you free, but first it'll piss you off.
Ha. Yes, indeed. So yeah, man, I just wanted to hit you guys with a quick update on what the hell's been going on and what I am focusing on for 2018, so I can not only elevate myself personally, but professionally, this platform, and hopefully pass over some gems that inspire you to elevate your areas of life, okay? And improvement. So I appreciate you tremendously. Oh my goodness. I hope that you can feel it, yo. I really, really do. Thank you for receiving my thoughts. Thank you for sharing your own. Thank you so much for just including me in an exchange of emotional empowerment. It means more than you will ever know. So with that said, happy holidays. We will talk soon. Okay, I mean it. And keep the soul lit. Love you so much. See you in 2018.